Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
Hey, Mick Ennis, can
we talk about the Bulldog skipper, please? G'day, Mick. How are you?
Hello, boys. How you going?
Hello, Jimmy. Mick, firstly, mate, ever use Viagra?
No, I'm all good.
He doesn't need that.
They reckon it's good for broken foot.
Is that a new little baby girl, didn't you, Mickey?
I did, mate, yeah.
Congratulations, mate.
Just over 2 months now, so, yeah, right. Special time for us.
Yeah. Mick, a very special week for you this week. How is the foot?
Yeah, not great. Yeah, not great at all, to be honest. So, watching the days tick by and hopefully, the body does something for me. At this stage, it's not great.
Well, I was watching NRL 360 last night. Dez says, such an important game. He's going to give you up until the Saturday training session, Mick. You'll train Saturday morning and they'll make a decision on you there.
Yeah, he's a champion, Dez. He's been terrific for me, not only on the field but certainly off it. And, I think, that's just the sort of guy he is. He's so loyal and has been great for me this week in what's been, an interesting few days for me. Just awesome that he's, going to try and give me every chance, which is great.
Mate, I tell you what, this time of the year, Mick, the Bulldogs have just got a culture of success. They just play their best football always in September, October. And what you guys are doing at the moment reminds me of 1995. The Bulldogs had a pretty horrendous year. They finished sixth. In the last round, they got beat by West. No one really gave them a chance. And they got to the final series and just started beating up on everyone. They beat up on the Broncos. They beat up on Canberra. And they got to the grand final and beat Manly. And what is it about the Dogs, mate? You've been to a number of clubs. What makes the Dogs special in these big games?
Yeah, you're spot on. There's something about this club that really loves this time of year. It's just, to be honest, I think we, no one's really given us a shot. At the start of the year, we came out of the blocks and we got to the top of the table there and everyone was sort of, talking about, the Dogs doing, 2012 again. And then we hit some hurdles, we hit some real challenges. Reynolds and Hodkinson left us for a fair period of time there, along with Josh Morris. And, we had T-Rex and Joshy Jackson in the fold with rep stuff as well. And then on the back of that, we lost some of our big boppers, the injury, and then Joshy Reynolds got suspended for a while. So it was a bloody bumpy ride. And to be honest, we come together as a group and said, do you want to look back on what could be, a great start to the year, but and look for all the excuses of why things didn't fall into place for us for the back end, or do we want to knuckle down and train really hard and make something of this group that we've got? Because the way the footy is these days, and the way the salary cap works, and whatever you really need to cash in when you've got a good squad together, and we've got that at the Dogs, and the boys have trained tirelessly, throughout the year, and just so proud of what they've done over the last month. We knew what we were capable of.
Well, speaking about the last month, Mickey, when the Titans beat you 13-12, you were 40-1 to win the comp. Then you've beaten the Storm, the Eagles, the Panthers, and now you find yourself 80 minutes away from lifting the trophy. It's an amazing road.
I was talking to someone the other day. They reckon the bookmakers, particularly the tab, it'll be a disaster for them if the Dogs win it.
Wow.
There's a couple of smart people launched in at $41.
Just before I let you go, Mickey, Frank Pritchard obviously was involved in the foot injury with a bit of friendly fire. Man, why couldn't someone smaller fall on you? Frank Pritchard,
Thompson.
Jesus Christ. He's a massive unit, Frankie. there's a fair bit of weight going through the foot, I think.
Hey, Mick, have you enjoyed being sort of, I don't know, at the end of the day, flying under the radar? Because everyone just seems to think that, South deserved to win the first time in 40-odd years, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, have you just...
Mick, Gus has got a problem with South. Right,
Well, I'm a Rooster fan, so Souths and Roosters aren't great mates. But at the end of the day, most people don't even know you're playing in the grand final because it's all about Souths. It seems to be predetermined. Do you feel that yourself, or how do you make that work for you?
Yeah, no, you're spot on. It's been great for us, actually, this week. The boys have been really able to get into their preparation and do what they need to do. You're right, there is so much focus on South Sydney, and their 40-year run that it's really, allowed our boys to do what they need to do.
Hang on, Mick.
What?
Oh, mate, he's brought it out. He's pulled out of his pocket this scrimpy little piece of paper, which has all his South jokes on there, and he's desperate to do a couple. Hey, righto, Mick. Now, Mick, I want you to be the judge. You're a fair-minded man. Are these jokes really funny?
Okay, here we go. Two South supporters are driving a car. Who's driving? a policeman. You know you're a South supporter when you think loaded dishwasher means your wife is drunk.
Oh, wow.
You know you're a South supporter when Jack Daniels makes your list of most admired people.
That's...
Is that enough?
That's enough, mate. That'll do, Pig. Mick. That'll do, Pig.
I think you enjoyed
that. Mate, we had Michael McGuire yesterday. We said, what do you think of Gus? He said, when I hear his voice, he said, I immediately start punching and thumping
the radio.
Mick, when you hear Gus's voice, what do?
Mate, so often me and James Graham are driving to training when you blokes are on, and normally when Gus starts up, we pull the car over, mate. And we're both crook.
And just start beating each other up, mate.
Vilely ill.
Well, Mick, we're praying for a miracle, mate, because we want you to be there on Sunday night. All rugby league supporters do. I think it's been your best season, mate, since you've been in first grade. And
can't believe you're going to the Sharkies.
And, mate, all the very best to you, brother. I hope you're fit,
mate. Thanks very much for having me, boys. Appreciate your support.
Good on
you.
I hope you kick their ass, Mick. Good on you, mate.
From the Bulldogs, the Triple M Grill team, it's 5-8.